On the Second Cup this morning, we're joined by Sheriff Matt Bales.
Good morning, Marion County. This is Marion County Sheriff Matt Bales coming to you with this month's Sheriff's Office report. And we are going to go right to our most wanted for the month. And our first one is John A. Brown. He goes a lot of times by Anthony or Tony Brown. He is a black male, 54 years of age, 5'8", 185 pounds, brown hair and brown eyes. He is wanted for felony, fleeing, and eluding. Our second one is Mark A. Gates. He is a white male, 60 years of age, 5'7", 180 pounds, brown hair and brown eyes. He is wanted for aggravated possession of narcotics. Our last one is Jeremy J. Blevins. He is a white male, 40 years of age, 5'8", 180 pounds, with green eyes and black hair, and he is wanted for felonious assault. If you have seen any of these people or know their whereabouts, please contact us. You can contact us online at mariontips.org or our Sheriff's Office app, or you can call us at 740-382-8244, option 6, or 740-375-TIPS. That's 375-8477. Or you can go to our Facebook page, and you can see pictures of all these individuals online. Once again, if you see any of these people, please contact us and let us know where you've seen them at. Going to our activities for April, April was a busy month at the Sheriff's Office. We did our senior checks every Tuesday. We went to Marion Towers for coffee with seniors. On the 2nd, we went to the Kingston Men's Breakfast. On the 5th, we were at the Marion Mall for Vendor Day. On the 7th, we attended the Board of DD meeting to speak about our Guardian Angel program. And we also had the I Am a Safe Kid poster contest that was held here at the Sheriff's Office, and we were able to award the winners of that. On the 10th, we went to the Kingston for bingo night. On the 12th, we had our first Marion County Sheriff's Office open house. And that was a very successful. We had probably a couple hundred people pass through here, and we showed them several of our programs. We had our victims assistance people out showing what they do. We had detectives here. We had Marmet here talking to people. We had our drone up and flying for demonstrations, and also a canine here doing demonstrations. It was really a very fun event, and it was very well attended, and I was very pleased by it. On the 18th, we went to the Buckeye School law enforcement kids. They actually came here, and they attended the sheriff's office for a building tour. On the 16th, we also went to Caledonia for the basketball for youth tour that we have. We also attended the Friends of Caledonia annual Easter egg hunt on the 19th. And the 25th, we went to George Washington School for Kids Day. We also had a promotion here at the Sheriff's Office last month. Deputy John Endicott was promoted to Lieutenant. I want to thank him for his hard work and dedication and for his promotion. Also, we hired Larry Williams as an assistant dog warden, part-time dog warden here at the Sheriff's Office. Also, on May 2nd, we went to the Firefighters Memorial Ceremony at Marion Cemetery. Coming up in the month of May, we have a very busy schedule. Once again, we'll be doing our seniors checks next month. On the 7th, we'll be attending the Kingston Men's Breakfast again. On the 9th is Kids Fishing Day at the FOP Lodge. So if you have a child that is a juvenile, bring them out to the FOP Lodge, which is located near Caledonia on State Route 309. Let them come there fishing for a day. We're going to have hot dogs and water for them to drink. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources are bringing out a bunch of fishing poles, and we plan on that being a very fun day for everybody involved. On the 10th, we're going to be at the Marion Canine Project, which is going to be at Marion Prep School, the old Marion Catholic there on Forest Lawn Boulevard at the corner of Mount Vernon Avenue again this year. On the 12th is the first day of our VIP Academy class. That is a Citizens Police Academy that is going to be our first ever one here at the Sheriff's Office, and that is kicking off on May 12th. We have two spots available for that. Right now we have 28 people signed up, and we have two spots available for anybody interested in doing that. On the 13th, we're going to the Board of DD for self-defense classes. On the 16th, we're going to have a work day for the Harding kids at Prospect Park and the Dog Pound. On the 17th, we have the Cadets Car Show, which will be out back of the Sheriff's Office. This will be the second one we've had here. Last year was very, very successful. We had, I believe, right around 90 cars that were involved in it last year, and we're looking to make it even bigger this year. Also the 17th, we will be participating in the Mental Health Walk at Marion General Hospital. The 21st, our youth basketball program is going to be going to Prospect in the park. Come on out and play basketball against some of our deputies, and we'll supply some pizza and drinks to come out and do that with us. On the 23rd is the Kingston Senior Expo. We're going to be there for that. The 26th, our cadets Memorial Day veteran ceremony. We're going to be there for that. Also the 29th, we'll have coffee with seniors at the towers again. The 21st is our local FOP law enforcement memorial at Marion Cemetery. Please come out and attend that and show your support for our fallen law enforcement officers in Marion County. Also on the 18th, I will be in the Waldo Memorial Day Parade, which is always a very nice event down in Waldo. That has been everything happening and going to happen at the Sheriff's Office. Thank you for listening. This has been Sheriff Matt Bales.
Here's Diane Watson from the Marion Public Library.
Hello again, Diane Watson from the Marion Public Library here. Wow, with all of the activity we have had at the library, you would think that we would take a break and take a breather, but no, your library is working for you. What next, you might ask? Well, let me fill you in. If you have not picked up a free book, The Art and Science of Connection, which is Marion's community read, you need to do so. Throughout May and into June, you can join a book discussion about the book. Go to marionlibrary.org/author-series for a complete list of locations where you will find the books and where you can join a discussion. The books are free to encourage your participation. It is The Art and Science of Connection, Why Social Health is the Missing Key to Living Longer, Healthier, and Happier by Cassely Killam. That's a long one, isn't it? The book is about how connecting socially really is very healthy for you and has benefits. What better book to read and discuss with a group of your social friends? So check it out, please. We also have a list of places throughout Marion County where you can pick up a book and join the discussion. Stop by Marion Senior Center, Fable, Oscars, Bowstring Restaurant, and LaRue Community Center to get a book. Spend some time reading it, and then look at the different dates and times to join the discussions about what you think about the book and hear what others have to say about it as well. Then you have to come to the library on June 12th because the author will be here to talk about her book. I'm sure she would love to get a lot of feedback from those who have had the discussions and joined the social events that we're setting up for everybody in the community. So please take advantage of this. This is Marion's Community Read. More excitement. We are all abuzz about the great things we have scheduled for Summer Reading Fun. Our wallscape's gone up and our flyers are being made and everything is ready. If you want to take a sneak peek, go to marionlibrary.org/SR, sort of like summer reading, get it? marionlibrary.org/SR for a full list of details and more. There will be reading challenges and goals for kids, teens, and adults, and a whole lot of programs to keep everyone engaged at the library all summer long. So check it out and then look for more information on our website, marionlibrary.org. So remember, we are here to help you. This is your library. Stop by Marion Public Library. We are open Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 7, Thursday and Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3, and marionlibrary.org is open 24/7 for you to search and reserve books. And don't forget, we also have our book market, which will be opening up mid-May. So we will see you at the library.
We'll be right back with more of The Second Cup after this from our sponsor and the weather.
Mother's Day is almost here. Hemerly's Flowers and Gifts will be happy to help you say thank you and I love you. We deliver locally and across the country through FTD and Teleflora. Hemerly's Flowers and Gifts, East Center Street, and hemerlysflowers.com.
The gas station has run out of flowers. Now there's nothing to pair with that lottery ticket that your mom says she always looks forward to. How do you now properly wish a happy Mother's Day to, you know, the woman who gave you life? I invite you to consider beers or seltzers from Marion's own Marion Brewing Company. We'll be open and cooking on Mother's Day. The Marion Brewing Company. Always here for mom because, come on, she's earned it.
In your second cup forecast, a cloudy, rainy day in store, 58 for the afternoon high. Rain continuing on and off through the overnight with temperatures dropping to 50. Sunday, rain on and off through the day with a high of 62. And for Monday, scattered showers are possible, about a 40% chance through the day. Monday's high, 66. There's your second cup forecast from WZMO.
Kirk Detweiler drops by today from the Palace Theater.
Well, a very good morning and a happy spring to everybody. This is Kirk Detweiler, the Executive Director of the Marion Palace Theater, bringing you the latest on upcoming shows and events at the Palace Theater and the May Pavilion. Marion County's own Ryan Ratliff will grace the main stage next Saturday night, May 10th, in his brand new show, Back in the Habit. And May 17th, local singer Sarah Grody will be performing her one-woman show, Life's a Song, in the May Pavilion. On June 7th, we're featuring world-renowned magician and illusionist Michael Grandinetti on the main stage. It's going to be a great show for the entire family. In the meantime, it's not too late to join Thursday Trivia. Join us every Thursday through May 8th for fun and test your knowledge against the smartest people in Marion. We have just announced our summer musical, which will be the classic American musical, Annie, which will run the second and third weekends of July. Auditions for our summer musical, Annie, are set for Saturday, May 17th. Check our website and Facebook page for details. How can you help preserve the historic Marion Palace Theater? Consider becoming a member. Membership is a fantastic way to ensure that this beloved landmark continues to entertain future generations. For details, visit our website or stop by the box office. Memberships for our upcoming 2025-2026 season are available and start at only $25. We are about to announce our entire 25-26 season. If you're a business owner or simply looking for another way to support the theater, consider sponsoring a show or a series of shows at the Palace. It's another great way to support us, and it's great advertising for your business. For more information on upcoming events or to purchase tickets, give us a call at 2101. Visit our website, marionpalace.org, or stop by and see us at the box office. We are open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 to 5. On behalf of all of us here on West Center Street, thank you for support. Have a great week, and we look forward to seeing you soon at the historic Marion Palace Theater.
Fred Malone joins us from the Marion County Historical Society.
This is Fred Malone from the Marion County Historical Society. The Marion County Historical Society is the keeper of all things history for the county. Heritage Hall will be open for the 2025 season. Our regular hours will be Wednesday through Sunday from 1 to 4. Plan now to visit the museum to see the new exhibit celebrating the 175th anniversary of the Marion County Fair. Now, we also have some fundraising events going on. The first one will be the Lucky Duck Race coming up in August. Tickets are now available for that and can be purchased at the museum Tuesday through Friday by coming to the office and just ringing the bell on the State Street side. In addition, you can pick those up if you're touring the museum on a Wednesday through Sunday, as I said, starting on the 30th. We also have an ongoing ticket sale for our 11th annual commemorative gun cash raffle. Now, this is a one-of-a-kind Henry rifle, or you can take the $500 cash option. Tickets are only $10 apiece, and only 400 will be sold. The drawing will be held at Norton Sporting Goods when the 400th ticket sells are on Tuesday, November the 4th. You can find out more information on these events and any others that may be upcoming by checking our website, marionhistory.com. Now, we are definitely in need of volunteers. You could be a tour guide. You could help with exhibits, you could do research, and there are many other opportunities available. As I said, our staff is in the office Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 4, or you can call 740-387-4255. Now, I wanted to mention, today, if you are a member of the Historical Society, it's members-only open house at the museum, and that will be held from 11 o'clock until 4 in the afternoon. Again, if you are a member, come on down and get a quick peek of the new exhibit, Marion County Fair. This has been Fred Malone for the Marion County Historical Society.
Marion in a Moment with Grant Powell.
This is Grant Powell with Marion in a Moment. We may tend to think that unsocial media and unflattering stories are a relatively new thing. Such is not the case. We've had checkout counter tabloids for years. Some magazines have printed Hollywood gossip since the dawn of film. Let's face it, we all love juicy gossip. Not even the Marion Star was immune to such activity. From the front page, no less, of the Marion Daily Star on Thursday, July 26, 1906, comes this salacious tidbit. The headlines read, Court Asked for a Divorce. Mrs. Oliver Heldman begins a suit Wednesday. Violations of marital contract. Plaintiff charges her husband with seeking the company of women and buying groceries for them. Defendant is a tenor, asks custody of the children. Oliver Heldman, a former city councilman, is defendant in a suit for divorce begun in the Court of Common Pleas Wednesday afternoon by Anna B. Heldman. They were married in this city October 8, 1888, and have two children, Teresa, aged 16, and Oliver B., aged 11. Through her attorneys, Jacoby and Donathan, Mrs. Heldman says that while her husband was living with her, he sought the association of other women and would humiliate his family by walking on the street with them. To deceive his wife, so she relates, he would disguise himself. According to Mrs. Heldman's assertions, Heldman, while councilman, used his office to shield him in his alleged life of dissipation. The wife states that he would return home at 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning, and when his better half remonstrated, he would say that his duties had kept him up. October 26, 1904, Heldman deserted his family and has never returned, so the petitioner claims. The plaintiff claims that Heldman bought groceries for other women and received flowers and presents from them at his home. He would go for weeks, it is claimed, without speaking to his wife and children, although he lived during all that time at home. The plaintiff says that her husband is a tinner and that when he married her, she was a poor girl working for a living. She asks for a divorce, alimony, and custody of the children. While Mr. Heldman was in office, his wife brought suit for alimony, charging that he had deserted her. That suit was settled. For Marion in a Moment, I am Grant Powell.
Tom Kennedy now with the last word.
In the last year, advertisers have all jumped on the 72-hour deodorant bandwagon. I've commented on this topic before, questioning if people really wouldn't go 3 days without a shower, maybe they wouldn't stink so much. That idea apparently didn't get much traction. So, if you can't beat them, join them. But, why stop at 72 hours? Why not double it and go for 144 hours? Just think, 6 days without a shower. All over coverage, including down there. I put the WZMO Institutes of Health, Auto Repair, and Dentistry Schools to work on it. We not only included the basic antiperspirant stuff, but we added polyurethane and varnish. This not only seals in that stink, but gives your skin a radiant glow. Look for it on your store shelves soon. That's my last word, and I'm sticking to it.
That's the second cup for this morning. If you'd like to make a comment or have a suggestion, you can email us at WZMO@roadrunner.com.